Television icon Adam West. One thing comes to mind. Well, that's what West is universally known for. The actor has played a version of himself on the animated series Family Guy since 2000. But just as West has been acting for more than 50 years, he's also been painting and drawing for much of that time. I spoke to West about his upcoming art exhibition, his Batman legacy, and relocating from L.A. to the Wood River Valley.
We came to Idaho in 1985, directly from L.A. I'd skied here for years, and I'd taken my wife and little guys here a couple of times on vacation in the summer. I just reasoned along with my wife that, you know, this is enough time for them in L.A. It's getting too sophisticated, and they need more of a small-town life, albeit a sophisticated small town, but it would be good to move to Idaho. Let's give it a shot. And we did. We've got three mountain ranges around the house, a stream behind, and 18 elk.
You are living an outdoor wonder, then.
Well, I'm a wonder, Matt. It's just impossible to deal with me.
You're ornery sometimes, I think.
You know, I've earned it. My God, I've had over 50 years of this crazy business.
Tell me a little bit about that. I mean, 50 years, you are 88 years old, I believe. I mean, you certainly
That's
have an
right.
amazing perspective.
You know, it's to be 88 and still be able to click my heels and to make people laugh, which is really my job, isn't it? You know, to make people laugh. And I think that keeps one a little younger.
Well, you're a movie actor, you're a television legend, and you are also a painter. Were you always interested in visual arts, or did this passion come later in life?
You know, I've been dabbling in painting for over 50 years, and I have work hanging around the house and this and that, and people seem to like it. I've had three or four gallery showings, and people have bought my paintings, which is, you know, quite rewarding to do something and people like enough to pay money for. And that's what the acting's all about as well. Most of us as actors don't work all the time unless you're doing a series. So to have another creative outlet is important to me.
So, I mean, do you feel like acting and painting sort of complement one another?
Absolutely. Yes, it really does, because my particular art is expressionistic and it has some emotion. Like acting, I feel if you can't be affecting or maybe get some emotion in a response, whether it's laughter or a familiarity with something or it causes someone to see something they normally wouldn't, then you haven't done the job.
I'm curious about some of your paintings. They draw on imagery and characters from Batman and sort of other superhero inspirational things, but they're all done in this sort of surrealist style. So where do you find your inspiration for what you paint and the style you choose?
You know, I'll see something, right? Like many artists, I guess. And I'll see a kind of communication or beauty or whatever. Now, the series of paintings that I've done, Criminals on Canvas, of course, relates to Batman. And all the years I spent, you know, associating with and working with some of those great celebrity actors. And my memories of them are pretty darn accurate and good. But what I remember mostly is attitude and the emotion.
You've got a show coming up in Sun Valley, as you said. It's Criminals on Canvas. What are some highlights of the exhibition? What should people really want to make a point of seeing?
People are going to be very responsive and amused by the Criminals on Canvas. And they're going to be bigger than life and bigger than they were in the show. You know, most people, of course, remember and relate to my Batman. When I got tagged with that, that was pretty tough to deal with everything afterward.
Has that legacy, I mean, I'm sure it's worn on you at times, but now are you completely at ease and you embrace it?
Yes. Good question. I really do. I made up my mind, you know, people love the show. So why the hell don't I love the show? That was my attitude, finally, after 5 years of struggling in theater and different things and some really lousy movies. I decided that, yeah, I'm going to accept this. I'll embrace it. and do the best I can with it to keep it alive. And it's gone on for 50 years.
Adam West's exhibition, Criminals on Canvas, will be on show at the Gilman Contemporary Gallery in Ketchum, December 21st through the 23rd.